Welcome to the David Crib podcast. This episode is relating to the collaboration with The Forms Gallery, founded and directed by Anthea Bass. Anthea connected with David Kurtz and gallery director Amay Bell to facilitate a collaborative physical exhibition. To foster the collaborative relationship, the artists will be working at the David Kurtz workshop to produce unique prints on paper. Adrian Fortein, Matty Monetti, and Kotso Matsuneng are the three artists I'll be speaking to in this series, finding out more about their artistic practice, their experience in the workshop, and what we can expect to see in the exhibition. Check out the description for all the related links to the artist pages, websites, and social media platforms. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi, listeners, and welcome to the David Crib podcast. This is the third episode in a series of three relating to the Forms Gallery artists that we are collaborating with for an exhibition. Today I'm chatting to Kotso Matsuneng, who is a self-taught painter and printmaker who also has training in photography. He works a lot with color and form, and we're very excited to find out a lot more about you and your experience in the workshop. So welcome, Kotso.
Hi everyone. Thank you for having me. Such a privilege for being part of this vibe.
So yeah, I think a great place to start, as I have with all the artists that I've spoken to so far, is how you came to be an artist.
Okay, that's a hard one. I never really know how someone becomes an artist. I think it's something you just stumble upon. So high school, I had a point and shoot camera. Okay, it belonged to my brother, but I used to take that to school with me on like service days when it's casual days. So I would take pictures of me, myself, and a few friends. And then it started becoming a thing of people wanting images from me. So I started a business out of that. And when it was time to choose a career, I wanted to go study human resources, but the university form always has two spaces. So the second option was photography. And funny enough, that's the course I got taken into. Then getting to university, I realized that I could have actually done fine art, which is something I didn't know much about. But I did a bit of printmaking while I was in high school. So I would have loved to do something amongst the lines of textile design. Yeah, it's not something that I initially woke up and thought, oh, I'll one day be an artist. No. It's like finding myself in the space where I have to decide what is this and realizing that, oh, it's actually art. I was actually a bit scared of art when I was young. I used to make my friends make my drawings at school. And my brother was good at drawing. So I always felt like it's something that's not in me. Maybe my talents are somewhere else.
Well, I'm really glad that you stuck to it and are obviously working as an artist now. Because, I mean, you're working with Forms Gallery and you've got a studio at August House. So I don't know if you can maybe tell us a little bit about that relationship and how it is working in the studio at August House.
Studio life is beautiful. I always feel like an artist's career starts here once you start living a bit with your art and engaging with it on a daily basis and starting to take it as something you do every day. That's when it becomes a practice. So my first studio was at Constitutional Hill. I used to do a bit of squatting in that studio, which was not allowed, but it was the only space I could live in and make art at the same time, make a mess on the floor without thinking about, is my mom going to complain about me spraying on the floor or this drip of paint, you know, or seeing the new pair of jeans that I have is now full of paint. So I think once you are in your own studio, it becomes a free zone to make and you can really engage with the voice that's making you create.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. It does make a difference to have that creative space. You've worked at the David Kurtz workshop at Arts on Main for the past 2 weeks. Yeah, on a series of monotypes. I just wanted to find out how that came, like how you found that experience working in the workshop and working with printmakers.
It was a wonderful experience. I also feel like I could do more. You know, the David Grood space is also full of humans, you know. So it was sort of feeling like I'm at home working with these people that I know for a very long time, but I don't know how, but it was sort of free to let them engage with my work, and they were also free sharing their ideas, you know, which is sometimes something you're not used to getting to when you're always practicing alone in your studio. And the new methods of making that I've learned there, I think it's quite amazing what I will start doing in a couple of months once my mind has adjusted to the lessons that I got in the space, you know, making textures, adding onto paper, working with watercolors and oil mediums, you know. And also printmaking is sort of not like painting. There's these mistakes that are beautiful, surprises, I should rather say, that you find while you are making, like working with watercolors. Sometimes you put a lot of color, and when you print, it's so bright. But when you looked at it on the Perspex board that you were working on, it sort of looked like the color was not so bright, you know? And then with oils, you sometimes find that you make smudges, which you did not plan to have there. But at the end of the day, you love them. You know, they sort of bring about the story in your life that you can connect these works to. So the environment was sort of homely, which sort of made me make artworks that are more related to home, you know, trying to remember what I've been through, where I've been, who I am.
That's so nice. That's such a nice kind of feeling as well. It's not just a concept. And touching on that, I mean, your usual medium is painting, and you also use very vibrant colors and everything in your body of work. I wondered if you can maybe give our listeners a bit of background as to how it is that you come about your colors and your concepts and your formats. Like, what is your work about, if possible?
My work has came a bit of a long path. I think I'm coming from photography, jumping into text work, and then finally finding these patterns, which also might change over time. So these patterns that I make now are mostly inspired by the wood grain patterns found on wood. So my earlier works are mainly just me looking at these patterns and adding color onto them. So it's the wood story, but I add color onto it, which sort of starts bringing attention. And I think the reason I do that sometimes it's because, or most of the time, it's because I'm questioning myself on every day I'm looking, but how much do I really see? Because I've been seeing these wooden patterns in my life, but I've never really paid attention to them. I think that's where my practice comes from.
That's a really nice explanation, because I think that's so true. And a lot of art does that, you know, it makes you pay attention to those things that you often, I suppose, take for granted. And I think seeing the way that you work and the shapes and colors that you create just using nature and observation, you've got a very intuitive way of working with it. And I think that it relates a lot to feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly where it comes from. Most of the time, it's I approach this canvas without planning, not knowing how it will look like in the end. So I always describe it as a conversation between me, myself, and I. So it's just three souls in one body talking to each other, showing each other different things. And I think the reason I choose these bright colors, it's when my soul is at like a brighter stage, like when I'm happy at moments. And I think the other thing I'm trying to do is just bring color into people's life. Can like sort of like red be seen in these different forms? Like I think the Chinese see it as a color of wealth, and there's also seen as the color of danger, you know? So these different meanings attached to color, I just wonder whether can they just bring about different feelings when you look at them?
That's very cool. And I think it definitely resonates in your work, because there is that attraction because they're really brightly, boldly colored. But then when you start looking at them, they almost transform and they look like they're moving, and they've got a very emotive quality to them. So I think from what I've seen that you're quite successful in your exploration. I wanted to ask as well, because I know you've titled a lot of your works. Could you maybe give an example of one of the works that you produced in the workshop and what the title means as well?
Oh, cool. So there's these ones I've titled, I think, Gwasholane is one of them, which is one of the farms that I grew up in when I was young, owned by, not my grandfather, I think, the people that he worked for. So I spent most of my childhood there. The artwork that I made relating to that scene is sort of looking like there's like a smudge that's made by the oil, but this smudge, I now emphasized it with a bit of lines to make it look like two mountains, which will symbolize the two mountains that I used to see at the gate walking into that farm every time I went there. And there's one I titled Mafashane, which is dwelling in the Free State where I was born. So it also reminds me of these places that I grew up in, this farm place that has sort of left my life, and I sort of had to move into a township life, you know, forgetting the beds and the rivers. Now you're surrounded with lots of neighbors and hardly hear the sounds of birds.
Sure.
So that change, I think I was sort of looking at the transition from where I've came from, living as a young person in a farm and then coming to a township where there's so many cultures that you can be part of. And then later on in life, getting questioned on whether, what are you, who are you, you know? So I think I was mostly looking at those energies and trying to replicate, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's also one print that I made those that have like some white clear lines, which I titled Zila Zetu, which will loosely translate to peaceful roads, you know. So these clean lines are made with the cotton bud, which is something I'm not used to making. It's like a way of working in reverse, you know. You paint first and then you have to remove some lines out, which is something I don't usually do. I paint and then add lines to sort of try and discipline where the colors meet in my paintings. But with printmaking, it's sort of another approach,
right,
which was very interesting for me to look at.
And speaking of those processes, at one point I did come to the workshop and I was lucky enough to see you in action. But I also noticed that after the works were printed, after the monotypes were printed on the paper, you would add lines around your shapes and things like that. Do you want to maybe just elaborate on the reasons behind that?
Mostly I think it's the perfectionist in me, which I never like to admit I have in me. So the lines that I usually add, it's sort of hiding things I see as mistakes, things I don't want to see. So working on it was also hiding those and also adding a hand gesture on them and some textures, using puff paint and the sheen paper. I was sort of trying to make this work something that you would want to touch and feel, something that would make you question the materiality as a mono. And you would like, okay, I see it's a mono print, but these lines, how did they end up here? This textured paint, how did it end up here? You know, I think it's sort of a story that I want people to engage with.
I love that. And I must say that it worked on me, because as soon as I saw that puff paint, I wanted to touch your work. I've never seen puff paint before. Do you know what it is or how it works?
The first time I met it was in high school when I was printing t-shirts. You know, it's mostly used by fabric printers. People that print on fabric know the paint very well. I enjoy how spongy it looks and the textures it gives afterwards, you know. Because I've been making these flat paintings most of my time, I'm sort of trying to move away, since I talk about feelings and emotions, sort of add textures where I feel different and let it feel like feelings or look like feelings. I don't know how feelings look, but I'm trying to explore that if I can.
Yeah, I'm loving that exploration. And I think with this body of work, it is exactly speaking to that exploration. So it's nice to see that develop. I also wanted to ask you about the ghost print, because I think one of your works is a ghost of a work that you had done. So there are two prints the same, but one is a ghost. I just wanted to know what your thoughts on that process is as well, and if you could explain what a ghost is.
So the ghost image is something, okay, you make a print on the perspex. So you print the first image, then there's a bit of ink left on the perspex board, so you can reprint, but the colors won't be as bright and vibrant as the first print. And some parts might not even print because the color might have just vanished off the plate, taken off by the first print. So what I did with the ghost is I had a chance to rework it. So you can sort of see that it's a ghost, but at some point there are elements that are not on the other print, which makes you question that. I think it's a very good play on the eye. When you make an image, then you print it, and then you make another image. It's sort of a good play of re-seeing things, adding things, reimagining this artwork that you thought was already complete, you know? And I think that's what I also love about the monotype process, that you can make a print and then reimagine it after you've made it, like rework it with your hand or add some other vibes on top, you know, so like the puff paints we added.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to what you were saying earlier about like looking at something that you see all the time, but now you're looking at it differently. So it's like looking at that same image, which is a ghost, but now you've reworked it, so you're looking at it differently. I wondered if you could maybe tell us a little bit about your how you came to be affiliated with the Forms Gallery.
Okay, I think the relationship goes back to when Antia Baez was still working with Latitudes. She was curating a group show under SA Mint, I think. I was part of that group show. So I think that's the first time where I met her. And when she started the gallery, she sort of approached me and asked me if I would like to work with her, you know? Sort of develop. I think it was also her seeing a lot of artists that are self-representing on the Latitudes platform at that time, you know, because they introduced such a beautiful art platform where you could see how many artists are not working with galleries, are just working on themselves alone, you know. Also having a studio is what also brought that relationship about, because I was sharing a studio with Nyakalo Maleke, and Antia Baez was coming to visit and sort of linked up there after she saw my work, like, yes, I've been looking for you. Luckily, you're in this space and I can have this conversation with you.
We're very lucky that she started the relationship with you as an artist, because obviously that's now brought you into our space. And hopefully that's a continued relationship we can build as well. Yeah. I wondered if through this collaboration at the workshop and with this new kind of body of work, are there elements that you're going to take forward and explore now in your new work?
Yeah, like I thought texture can only be added to canvas. Little did I know until I met the David Groot project team, you know. So now I'm gonna play around with textures on paper and explore how I can play more with that, you know, adding elements that are not like paint only on my work. So instead of, I think I'm gonna start a bit of collaging, adding elements that you would think painted on, but some pasted on, you know. I think that will also come out when the exhibition for the for this project comes up. I'm busy making a painting that will go along with the prints, which will also include a lot of the elements that I learned at the studio, at the project space.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I mean, we're looking so forward to see what you've produced in the workshop and also to see how it has influenced you. So yeah, we can't wait for that that opportunity. We're looking very forward to it.
Keep an eye out for the exhibitions.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an amazing show.
Good luck and congratulations, and we're looking very forward to the exhibition.
Thank you very much for it.